Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, this week, the Federal Reserve kept the door open to an interest rate hike in June. But with the U.S. economy at a near halt in the first quarter of 2015, and with its 35th straight month of low inflation, it's possible the Fed won't act until next year. Fine. But what does that mean for you and for any of us wondering how to handle our money? Personal finance columnist Jonathan Clements has some advice. He writes for The Wall Street Journal, and his latest book is The Jonathan Clements Money Guide 2015. Jonathan, welcome.
It's great to be with you, Peter.
First, what kind of inflation are we seeing now, and what is considered normal?
Well, currently, if you look at the 12 months through March, we actually had negative inflation. Inflation fell 0.1%, but there's a big reason for that. We've seen a collapse in oil prices over the past year. If you take out oil prices and you take out food prices, over the last 12 months, we've had inflation of around 1.8%. That's pretty low by historical standards. Over the last 10 years, inflation has averaged around 2%. If you look at the real longer term, it's closer to 3%.
So as I see these headlines about low interest rates and low inflation, I think a lot of people probably don't know exactly what to think. So who stands to lose? Who stands to gain when conditions are like this?
Well, I think we need to take a step back and say, if you're an investor, if you're a saver, what is your goal each year? If you're looking to make the purchasing power of your money grow, you need to earn a rate of return after taxes that is greater than the inflation rate. So let's take an example. Right now, you can go out and you can buy a 10-year treasury note, and that 10-year treasury note is going to yield around 2%. If you're in the 25% income tax bracket, after that 25% is taken out of your 2%, you're earning 1.5% after taxes. Meanwhile, core inflation is running at 1.8%. So net-net, the purchasing power of your money is not growing, and that is not a good thing as an investor.
That is a huge problem. Also, if you are, say, nearing retirement, and traditionally people who are nearing retirement put their money in these kind of vehicles, in bonds, in CDs, certificates of deposit. So if these really low yields are a reality now, what am I to do if I'm 60 years old and all of a sudden I'm at the end of my career and I'm facing this?
You have a series of unappetizing choices. There are three major asset classes when it comes to saving and investing. One of them is so-called cash investments. What we're talking about here are things like certificates of deposit, savings accounts, money market funds. Even if you look hard today, you'd be hard-pressed to find a one-year certificate of deposit that's going to yield much more than 1%. So clearly, if you own a CD, you're not going to make very much money. You could take a little bit more risk and go out into the bond market. There, you might be able to get yields from 1.5% to maybe 3%. But once you step out into the bond market, you're facing so-called interest rate risk. In other words, if interest rates go up, the price of your bonds are going to go down. What's the other alternative? Well, that brings us to the third major financial asset class, and that's stocks. And of course, you know, we all know what can happen with stocks.
They're risky.
They are extremely risky. So what should you do? Well, clearly, it's going to vary from one investor to the other. But in many ways, the best thing to do is own a little bit of everything. That way, yeah, you might own something that's not going to have great returns over the short run, but you also, with any luck, will have some investments that do well. There's a good chance that over the long haul, you'll make money, and you'll make money while not having too many sleepless nights, because thanks to the cash investments you own and thanks to the bonds you own, you should have a relatively calm portfolio.
Yeah. With yields on a certificate of deposit, CDs as low as they are they even relevant anymore? Is anybody investing in them?
One of the strategies that some of my friends have been doing is going out and buying, say, a five-year CD. If you buy a five-year CD these days and you really hunt around, you can find yields over 2%. That's not great, but if interest rates head up from here, and people are betting that it probably will happen in the years ahead, and suddenly there are CDs available that yield 3 or 4%, what you can do is you can cash in your CD, pay the early withdrawal penalty, which might be equal to 90 days interest, and then you can turn around and invest in the higher-yielding CDs that are now being issued.
Well, let's be honest. I actually have many more years of work ahead of me. So let's go the other direction. What if I am just starting out in my career? I just got out of school. Where do I put my money, and do these conditions matter to me?
When you think about just coming out of college, you probably have a negative net worth. In other words, you've got student loans and no assets to your name, and yet you do have this one incredibly valuable asset, and that incredibly valuable asset is your so-called human capital. It's your income-earning ability. When academic economists look at human capital, the way they view it is equivalent to owning a huge position in bonds that's going to pay you steady income, like the interest from a bond, for the next 40 years. Mm. Because you have this huge position in your human capital, the way to diversify that is to go out and buy stocks. Historically, the investment that's given you the best shot at having inflation-beating, tax-beating returns has been stocks.
We've heard also, Jonathan, a lot about the Fed. What is the Fed going to do about interest rates? And we thought it was going to be in September. Then we heard maybe December. Then we heard, well, is it going to be 2015 at all? But I wonder, when we actually do see the Fed make a move on interest rates, will we suddenly see a big jump in these investments that we've been talking about? Or will it take a long time to integrate in?
If we see the economy really heat up, if we start to see inflation regularly above 2%, yeah, I think we'll see short-term interest rates rise quickly. And for a lot of savers, that'll be a source of relief. They'll be happy to earn more in their savings accounts and their CDs. But the question is, should they be happy? Because even if they're earning a little bit more in their CDs and a little bit more in their savings account, after inflation, they may actually be worse off than they are today.
Hmm. Jonathan Clements is a personal finance columnist for The Wall Street Journal. His latest book is The Jonathan Clements Money Guide 2015. Jonathan, thanks very much. It was helpful.
It's been my pleasure.